Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
My name is Barrett Anthony.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Lou Kiwanis is going to conduct your hearing, so just hold on to the phone, sir.
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
I can, sir.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Yes. Jordan Anthony Farrell, 307-306, sir.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning, you too.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on February 21st, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Grady, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, morning, sir. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Farrar and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I solemnly swear, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Farrar, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of company as follows. Violation of condition number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 3907 East Becker, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about January 25th, 2019, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were a known duster and absconder from supervision. Mr. Farrell, is this true or false?
This is true, sir.
Thank you. I will now make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, and that is based on Mr. Farrar's admission. I move to find him delinquent because he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company. Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Farrar, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Grady. He's going to give us additional background information about your case. If you will just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Farrar. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Farrell was released from DLC on December 31st of 2018. He was arrested on February 6th of 2019 by Phoenix PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DLC on February 6th of 2019. He has a CSCD of August 4th of 2019 that reflects 12 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, armed robbery, 4 years. He has no prior convictions. He has one term of DLC. He has CUIR scores of 33, mental health scores of 1, substance abuse scores of 2. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision. disciplinary violations or minor, he is no under arrest. Community risk score is a G1 V2.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Farrell. I am going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections on November 29, 2018 to reside at Sanctuary Sober Living, 3907 East Becker. On January 2, 2019, you were directed to report to Sanctuary Sober Living Facility Established Residency. On January 30, 2019, you made, pardon me, your community corrections officer made contact with Sanctuary Sober Living and was informed that you were discharged from the program due to leaving on January 25th. You changed your approved residence without the prior approval from your assigned parole officer. So, just one second, Mr. Farrer. But it looks like that you were missing from community supervision for 12 days, so where were you living after that?
So to be honest with you, when I got out, man, I had a car, I had a job, I was doing great, man. I was doing AA and everything, and then, like, halfway house just wasn't for me, man. I take full responsibility for that. I ended up going on my own route. Like I said, I messed up, and I take full responsibility for that. I was sitting there with friends, and I tried to contact my parole officer. Before I could contact him, I contacted him a few times, and I was going to go see him, but I got pulled over and then taken to DOC.
And what caused the Phoenix Police Department to pull you over?
I had a friend driving my car, and the next thing I know, I'm at Denny's, I'm about to leave, and they just came in there, and then they just handcuffed me. I said, because they read my license plate.
I see.
So, whatever she did, I don't know. No one else got arrested with me, though. I was the only one. They just read my license plate, came and cuffed me up, and I said, I had a warrant.
Well, sir, I appreciate that you had a job. That's always a good sign. Were you working at P.F. Chang's?
Yes, sir. I was working at P.F. Chang's full time. Everything, I had a car, all that.
Meaning you had full benefits at P.F. Chang's?
Yeah.
And you said you had a vehicle, so why did you not try to work out an arrangement with your parole officer? You certainly sounded promising. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, like I said, I messed up, man. To be honest, man, he contacted my mom and said I need to report to him, and I called him a couple of times, and I left him a message, and then before that, man, like I got pulled over and just got handcuffed. Within like a week. It is promising, man. Like, I have a job out there right now. I can go out there and get it. I was working at P.F. Chang's. I had a 2008 Nissan Altima. I still have right now at my house waiting for me. Like I said, I take full responsibility for this, man. I'm young still. I need to be in here. It's kind of changing my eyes. I don't want to come back here. I'm young. I still have a whole life ahead of me to do different things, great things.
Well, I agree that you're young and you have your whole life ahead of you, but we also have a lot of responsibility on this board to ensure that people returning to the community adhere to the conditions. That's why I was asking, you know, what broke down between this transition of residence, because we find that the parole officers are invested in their success as well. I'm going to ask a quick question from our community corrections hearings officer, Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady, do you have any criminal notes about him reaching out to his parole officer during that time?
I reviewed the criminal notes, and there's no indication of any attempts or missed calls to the parole officer.
Thank you. At this point, Mr. Farrell, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I don't have any questions from fellow board members, Mr. Farrell. We're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important to know or understand?
No, I've got nothing else to say. I appreciate everything, and I respect you the way how it turns out, and willing to go anyway, so I'll continue.
Well, thank you, Mr. Farrell. The board will be going into discussion. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you will just stay on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. I recognize that Mr. Farrell was missing for 12 days, and it sounds like that he was a promising candidate for returning to the community in terms of work and self-reliance. But I have some real concerns about just disappearing from community supervision for the better part of 2 weeks with no contact. Just 1 second. I think what I didn't get into with Mr. Farrell is that he was responsible for submitting a urinalysis sample on January 23rd and 29th and did not submit as directed. And that he was also absent for some CFP classes. I am just not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision based on everything we gathered. I do like the idea that when it's all done for him, that there's a high probability that he will return to the community productive and self-reliant. But hopefully we won't see him again before this board. But that's where I begin the discussion. Hearing no further input, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. And that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2019-W0315. Our discussion with Mr. Farrell, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Farrell was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal razor company. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Farrell, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on, August 4th, 2019. That may sound like a long way away, but it's just a matter of months. I do like hearing that you have work, means of transportation, and are very motivated. As you stated, you're a young man. You have your whole life ahead of you. And based on your past, I'd like to believe we're not going to see you again inside the Department of Corrections or before this board. So we wish you a safe and productive return to the community. Please take advantage of these last months to put together a good plan. And we want to see you succeed out there. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Farrell would appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir. Just lay the phone down if you can.